The question is of you, Mr. Holmes, your discretion. Gordon Holmes did not have, I mean, Gordon Sutherland did not expect privacy. I got that. But you're going to be in rooms for, you've been in rooms 17 years where people trust that when whatever went on in that room and left, that you kept it to official channels, that you didn't share all that information with other folks. Simple, straightforward question.
Sir, I shared the information that I needed to share with the right people who needed to know it. I did not share any information that people didn't need to know.
But you did use the word interesting,
Mr. Conaway,
in your
time is expired.
It certainly was interesting, sir. And I would also hate to think that what I brought before this process, I shouldn't have done that. I've come here because you've subpoenaed me to share what I know, and I've done that.
As long as you were cut off when you were talking about Mr. Sondland's indiscretion, did you want to finish that answer?
Mr. Chairman, that's patently unfair.
Ms. Conaway,
as you've run this entire investigation.
It's unfair, Ms. Conaway, to interrupt the witnesses as you have done repeatedly.
Well, but you're certainly willing to interrupt me during my 5 minutes. You're the only person on this dais that has unlimited time. You have absolutely unlimited time. You're the only one that has abused that power, and you're continuing to do that.
Conaway, the gentleman will cease. We allow the witnesses to answer the question, even if those asking the question don't want to hear the answer.